Right, UB40 have just come onto the stage. I'm immediately outside the door of the venue, and I was thinking about this noise issue. So look, what I'm going to do, they're kind of four-fifths of the way through their opening number. What I'm going to do is I'm going to walk into the venue, just into the doorway, so you can hear how loud it is once you're in there. And then I'm going to take a walk outside and have a wander around, see what I can hear. Okay, here we go. We're going in now. Okay, and that's the that's a somewhat rubbish iPhone microphone peeking out completely. But anyway, that was that was what it was. Right, they're starting off. I thought what we'd do now is take a little walk down the street. Excuse me, guys. Thank you. Right, so what we're interested in is just this noise issue. Why, you know, why is there so much hassle about the noise? So I'm walking down the street. I'm immediately outside the venue underneath the railway arch, walking down towards the Wagon and Horses. I'm not quite sure where these flats are that seem to be the source of noise complaints. I've walked, what, about 20 yards from the venue now? Doesn't seem too bad to me, I have to say. I'm, 30 yards from the venue. I mean, it might be that the arches funnel the noise off in different directions, you know, if it bounces out and around. I don't see why that should be it. But anyway, the gig, of course, is to put a new roof on the Rainbow Warehouse so that the noise problem's reduced. And everybody seems to think that'll sort it out. But, you know, it's like these neighbour problems, isn't it? There's always something. Once people get it into their heads that there's a problem, it's the noise of the roof. Well, yeah, then what will be? Parking, probably. There's quite a lot of cars around. Okay, well, look, I'm going to have a think about this. I might go into the Wagon and Horses and, you know, if it's open. It looks like it's open. Actually, it looks like it's locked in already, and it's only 8:10. No, 10:10, what we're talking about. More later. Okay, well, I've walked down the road, and I've just been accosted by two people who thought I was checking up on how noisy it was, and I explained to them what I was doing, and I just told you about the tape that I made. And you know about this area. What do you think about the noise?
There's no problem. I mean, if you're living in this area, you've got to expect a little bit of noise. If you're buying a place or living in this area, you've got to expect noise. But it's not. It's
not that loud.
Bad noise. It's not bad noise.
I mean, what? I mean, I was brought up in an industrial area in West Yorkshire, Bradford. Yeah. This looks to me like the centre. The centre of Bradford used to be like when it still had factories. I mean, there's lots of factories around. I was walking around looking to see if I could find the flats that are supposedly complaining about the noise. I haven't found them yet.
No.
They're round the corner up the road.
Well, I might have a wander up there.
But yeah, I have a wonder because there'll be pubs up there that probably is just as noisy.
Yeah.
It's not noisy out near as the
flats. I mean,
talking about.
How far are we away from the venue? What? Less than 50 yards?
50 yards.
Easy.
50 yards. And you probably can't hear it on the tape.
Oh, well, I did shut up a bit and I couldn't hear much.
Exactly.
You were about to tell a story, because you know the band, don't you? Or from a long time ago?
From a long time ago, yeah. I mean, I used to live in Baytree Close in Kings Norton. And one of the band used to live around the corner
right.
when they first started out. And my kids used to play with one of the band's kids.
All right.
So, but that is not the reason I'm sticking up for them. It's because we're outside our local boozer that we used to use before we took on our own place, which is the Ravenscroft in Small Leith, which
That's
is
right.
a fantastic
get a
venue.
Get a plug in.
Fantastic venue.
The Ravenscroft in Small Leith.
Yes, yes, Ravenscroft in Small Leith. Fantastic venue, nice people. Friday nights we have a karaoke. Good night.
It's not a commercial this year.
but we're outside a place just down the road from where they're playing, Wagon and Horses, putting a plug in for them. And we've had some good nights here. And the overspill from the Rainbow actually helps our mate that runs this pub. And he has bands here, but we don't get no problems. But because the reputation the Rainbow seems to have,